You're listening to Wisconsin Today.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holdin'. Earlier this year, Beyonce's latest album, Cowboy Carter, became the first by a black woman to hit number one on Billboard's country charts.
Country music is often seen as the music of rural white America, but when we dig past the stereotypes, the genre owes a lot to African Americans, stretching all the way back to the introduction of the banjo.
And black artists, including Solomon Burke and Tina Turner, Ray Charles, they've all recorded country songs over the years.
Add Milwaukee's Andre Lamar to that list. He records and performs as the black country singer. Andre, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you grew up in Milwaukee. Andre, I understand you sang in your church's gospel choir and high school choir. When did you first start to encounter seriously country music?
My first introduction to country music, actually, it was a story that, you know, kind of, I guess, yeah, it's a story. But after high school, I went to Mesmer High School. After high school, I actually went the wrong way and got in trouble with the law and was placed in a situation where the guards, all they played was country music. Growing up in the 53206 zip code, the chances that you're going to hear country music before you're 18 are very slim. So this is my first introduction. I can't say that I was a big fan right away, but I've always been a fan of lyrics and I've always been a fan of storytelling. So that's what hooked me.
I think some people just plain don't like country music, at least at first. Talk a little more about what it was that made you warm up to country music.
So first I'll talk about what kind of kept me away. It was some of the sounds that I wasn't used to hearing, mm-hmm. you know, like the steel guitar or the banjo or, you know, even electric guitar. It's very rare that you would hear that in today's music and, you know, African-American music. So those sounds kind of kept me away from it, and I wasn't used to hearing them. But once I started really focusing in on the stories and hearing how the music flowed with the stories, I think that's what just kind of kept me drawn in. And I love the way the country stories would evoke emotion and make me feel a certain way.
And you're a music guy. What is it that made you say, okay, I like listening to it now. I'm going to try playing something in kind of a country feel.
I've always been a storyteller and I've always been a writer. So it was my first country song that I wrote called High Life, where I started writing the lyrics almost being funny. And, you know, something just clicked in that moment and I finished writing those lyrics and I sang that song for a couple people and everybody enjoyed it and they loved the writing. So that's what made me say, you know what, I can do this. I can pursue this and I can tell stories. You know, there's no difference between the stories. It's just how they're presented.
Well, let's hear a little bit now. This is one of your songs. It's from back in 2014. I've been pretty popular online. The song is called Gone Fishing.
For some reason she seems to please. I'm leaving. There's something I'm missing when I'm gone fishing.
Andre, what was the inspiration behind Gone Fishing?
Gone Fishing is, you know, it's the story of a man who's not paying attention and life is just passing him by. And before he knows it, everything's changed and he doesn't even realize it. And his woman's gone because she's not happy. And, you know, it's just the idea of being gone fishing. You know, when you go to a place and they have the sign on the door that says, I'm gone fishing, mm-hmm. be back in 10 minutes. But it's the idea that you're not on duty. You're not paying attention to life.
But as I listen to the song, I feel like the guy in the song, he's out fishing. He's still kind of enjoying life despite the bad stuff going on.
Right. Or he's just oblivious to it. So, you know, one thing is to be oblivious to it, and another thing is to be able to smile through it. So, yeah, I agree. But this guy, I think he's more so oblivious to what's going on.
And did you go fishing at some point in your life? Was that part of your story too?
I love fishing. My dad was an avid fisherman, and I grew up fishing. That's how we were raised. So, you know, understanding the whole idea of baiting your hook and throwing it out there and seeing what you get, I love it.
Andre Lamar of Milwaukee is with us. He records as the Black country singer. It's no secret, Andre, people think often of country music as white music. Been that way in many ways for decades. What kind of reaction do you get from audiences, Black or white for that matter, saying, hey, wait a minute, this is country music, this is a Black performer. Does it strike people? Do you get those double takes?
I do. And I still appreciate it even to this day. I've been singing country music for a long time, so I love the fact that it's more popular today than it's ever been. And, you know, but I've been doing it so long that before it was popular, of course, a lot of people would, you know, say, hey, you know, what are you doing singing country music, or how did that happen? There's always the need to want to know why or how. And that's what I always try to kind of break that myth and say, there's no need to know why. It's just what I'm doing. It just is. The same way Eminem can, you know, be the number one selling rap artist of all time.
When I read up on country music history, Andre, it seems like every generation, every decade, there are Black country music performers. Black people in America did so many things, like, you know, bring the banjo into the game, so much stuff that made country music happen. Why do you think that this whole genre just became so identified with white performers and white fans?
Well, you would have to honestly pay attention to the industry, because the people who control these sounds are the people who actually, you know, get to control the narrative. So if I'm an artist who never gets the opportunity to be heard, then, you know, but someone else might get more of an opportunity just based on their skin color. And honestly, that's why I went back to school after, you know, going the wrong way and dealing with incarceration. After that is when I decided to get a marketing degree and start my own label, my own publishing, and be able to help other artists as well to discover their voice and be able to place their voice somewhere where it can be heard.
Oh, I want to check out another one of your songs. This is a newer one now. It's called Been Around. You released it this year with Steve Hibicki, a producer known as The Sauce. Here's a little taste of The Sauce.
Your heart from me. I've been up, I've been down, I've been in, I've been out. Girl, I've been around too much, but that never kept your heart from me. No, I don't.
Andre, I love the drop here. It's a straightforward country. Then we got some electronic beat. Tell us some more about the song.
This song is... I like this song because it came together pretty quick. Steve reached out to me with the idea, and he put the instrumental together, and I approached it with a, you know, just I wanted to really put some emotion into this song, and it was a fun song to do, and I'm looking forward to doing the visuals for it really, really soon.
And as we wrap up, Andre, I mean, we've been talking about country music. You're clearly influenced by a lot of other genres as well. Do we lose something when we just put these like really hard and fast lines saying, you know, that's country, that's pop, that's soul, whatever?
Yes, we definitely lose something, because all music genres have morphed over time. They're not today what they were 10 years ago. So we have to take in the account of evolution, and things are going to change, and we have to be open to it, because as we, as a people, change and we age and the younger ones age, the way they express is going to change. And doesn't mean that the words that they're saying are less important.
Andre, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing your music with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Andre Lamar is a Wisconsin musician performing as the Black country singer. He talked to us about his music and how he came to the country genre.
Wisconsin is home to three cities that top a new ranking of the most livable small communities across America.
Congratulations to Eau Claire at number three, Appleton in sixth place, Oshkosh rounding out the top 10. They bested hundreds of small cities ranked by the financial info site Smart Asset.
How do you think of your community as it measures up when you consider things like housing costs and employment opportunities, commute times, outdoor activities? What do you appreciate about what it offers? What could change to improve quality of life for residents?
You can call in right now, leave a message, or text us. The number is 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232. You can also find that number at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today or email WisconsinToday@WPR.org.
And thanks so much for contributing your thoughts about life in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.